The next patient, that's fine, Rogers, Data Service 1/24/2013. Mrs. Rogers is a 44-year-old African-American female who was evaluated in the hospital for possible secondary hypertension. Patient has history of thyroid adenoma, status post thyroidectomy, history of rheumatoid arthritis with the Stills variant, and she has been hypertensive for the last 3 to 4 years. Upon evaluation in the hospital, she had a 24-hour urine collection for plasma for metanephrines and for free cortisol, which was within normal. Her renin and aldosterone level were both suppressed, though the patient has significant hypokalemia and potassium losing, and she was losing potassium. Period. Patient was started on different medication. She couldn't tolerate any diuretic because of allergic reaction, as well as all the calcium channel blockers. She has been on ARB in the past, and that did not work too. Period. Angiograph, physical examination. Her blood pressure today is 170/110. Chest good entry bilateral. Cardiovascular normalization is 2. Chest good entry bilateral. Abdomen soft. No tenderness. No lower extremity edema. Period. Assessment investigation reviewed. Assessment and plan. Number one, uncontrolled secondary hypertension. We continue to have problem controlling her blood pressure. Patient has evidence of secondary hypertension, but all the work so far has been negative. I would like to try the patient. At this time on labetalol at 200 milligrams 3 times a day, and to discontinue her Coreg. The other medication that I am interested in using this time is the amiloride. Amiloride to see if the amiloride period. Next number, hypothyroidism. Her TSH was above 20 when she was in the hospital, and she will need adjustment of her levothyroxine. Next number, rheumatoid arthritis. Next number, period. Vitamin D deficiency, and that's repeated by now. Period. I've asked the patient to come back in a period of 1 month with a repeated in a period of 1 month with blood pressure log, essentially.